At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to part two of I Saw Her Standing There. Make sure you listen to part one. Also, I'm eating a snack because in between part one and right now, I breastfed my child, so I'm now starving.
Hey, you didn't make the same mistake as you did last time.
If you've never had to breastfeed, the way that people talk about how you eat when you're pregnant is actually how you eat when you breastfeed. It's like insatiable hunger. Because every time you eat, another human being removes that from your body. So I'm going to try not to chew directly into the microphone, but I have to eat or I'll die. So I didn't show you what I'm eating. Hummus.
Hey,
the size of my head, a spoon. It's from Costco. No, with naan bread.
Oh.
Sorry, with naan. Because naan means bread. So when you say naan bread, you're saying bread. It's like saying chai tea. TT.
Or ATM machine.
Yes. Okay, we are going to start this episode with everyone's favorite segment, Living in Shondaland.
Living in Shondaland! And this episode of Living in Shondaland is brought to you by us,
Hummus.
Grey's Academy Pod. We're the best. Love us because we love you. Go to all of our platforms that you listen to this podcast on, Apple, Spotify, anything else not named those two because I forget them all. Reacher.
Audible.
Google, Audible, yes. Oh, man, see, look at us. We remember things. Hit that follow button. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that five-star button. Leave a comment if you can. It does help the algorithms. And Kelsey and I, off-air, were just talking about how, like, even to this day, we still have people messaging us on Instagram or commenting on our reels that we post on Instagram, our emails, whatever. They're still reaching out to us saying, I just found your podcast. And it's crazy to think. Grey's has been going on for 24 seasons. We're only 9 seasons in, and this podcast has been going for almost 3 years, almost 4 years now. What is it? 4 years almost in September, and people are just finding us. So there's a lot of like timeception happening here. So please do that. The algorithm piece is very helpful when you like, subscribe, follow, and share. Share your favorite episodes on social media platforms. Tag us so people can find us. And then also, if you want to follow the Instagram page for the latest updates, go to Grey's Academy Pod. If you want to follow me, go to carmen.gabriel.official. If you want to follow Kelsey, go to Chaotically Kelsey. And if you want to have all of the hot, stanky content that Patreon has to offer, go to patreon.com/Grey's Academy Pod and join our Discord because it is awesome. Especially the thing that everyone loves is the Carmen free chat. So join if you want to talk about me to everyone else. So with that, how many people do we have, Kelsey?
2.
I'm really glad you said you didn't say 0. I would have been like, all of that for no one. All right. I'm going to guess security guard guy.
Yes.
And then not the big ball dude, but the girl.
The big bald dude.
The testicle dude?
No, big bald. I see.
The
big
girl.
Bald dude.
No, I was thinking bald. Balls. No, big balls.
No, it's neither of them.
Okay. Then it is for sure the bartender who asks Christina and Dr. Mr. Feeney if they want another drink.
No.
Dang it. Is it... Let me look at my notes here. I can do this. I can do this! It is... Dr. Moore.
No.
Dang it. Okay, I give up. Who is it?
It is the husband of the woman who's like, I'm trapped in an 80-year-old's body.
Oh, I forgot. I literally forgot about that storyline because we talked about Christina and Dr. Mr. Feeney so much that it really wasn't even about them. It was about the our characters, not those people. So, okay. That's my bad. All right. Tell me about him.
Okay, so Marcus Harris is Rob, the
Marcus Marsh Marsh Marcius Harris. It's, that's an incredible name.
Marcius.
Mm.
Harris. He is the guy who plays Meredith's patient with a tumor, and he is in one episode of Scandal. Ah. And William Charlton is Jeff, and he is in one episode of How to Get Away with Murder and one episode of Private Practice.
All right, very cool.
That's where we're at with that.
Love it. I know that none of you asked, because this is an audio podcast and we don't ask for input, but I also ate after the last episode, but I did not breastfeed any children. But I do have, I did. Oh, okay. My sympathy milk hasn't kicked in. Jess isn't giving birth yet. I had two pieces of homemade banana bread, and it is just... She's birthed some
banana bread.
No, not even Jess. Jess's sister-in-law.
Oh.
Yeah, they stayed at our house this weekend. Did you know that?
No.
Jess's brother...
I know they were there like 2 weeks ago.
No. Not
when they did Jess's, the yard.
Those were her younger brothers. This was her older brother, his wife, and their four kids all were at our house this weekend.
Wow.
Yeah. Packed house.
Okay.
All right. So what story do we want to talk about?
Let's talk about Arizona.
Ugh, poor Arizona.
Yeah, I feel bad for her, but also like stop being mean.
Yes.
Stop being mean. Like be angry, but stop being mean. Yeah. Also, we do get clarification. Arizona does not know that Alex cut off her leg.
Yeah, that was, I actually, for a second there, I forgot that that wasn't a reveal. I was like, oh my gosh, Alex cut off her leg? And I was like, oh wait, no.
We already know that.
We talked about this ad nauseum.
Yeah. So Arizona comes into the hospital in this episode to get fitted for a prosthetic. And she is mean to the man doing it. And she is mean to Callie. And it's rough. I mean, it ends okay. She, like, accepts. She seems to come to be more accepting because she finally tells the man, like, where it hurts. And he's like, okay, I can adjust that. And then at home, Callie, which we also learned Callie's been sleeping at Mark's.
Which is
depressing.
Wild. And sad.
And so she says she's going to do that. But Arizona's like, why don't you stay and watch baking shows or something? So.
Yeah. It's a roller coaster. It goes from Alex like asking when's Arizona coming back to her kind of like leaving or dropping the ball on secrecy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then we get introduced to David Moore, I think is his name, right? Mm-hmm. And he is like, yeah, dude, like my job is to get you a prosthetic. Like that's all I do, which I don't think I ever thought how intensely, I don't know if intimate is the right word, but it's definitely like a process to get fitted for the right prosthetic. Like, yes, I guess that makes sense.
It's personalized. You're not getting an off the rack prosthetic. You're like,
yeah.
Also the joke he makes when she's like, how long are we going to be working together? And he goes, until one of us dies or your leg grows back. And then
amazing. Amazing.
Yeah. That joke's always risky.
he's funny. You know who he looks like? A Kevin McKidd knockoff mixed with some like a guy from the show Private Practice.
He was not in that.
No. He just looks like a hybrid of probably insert generic white person with a beard. But he is very funny.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see where the storyline goes, because also there's at one point where Arizona or Callie comes in to see Arizona and she's like, I left you a million voicemails, but you didn't look at them because you just saw who was calling. And then Callie's like, okay, I'll leave. And David's like, man, my brother doesn't listen to his voicemails either. It's so crazy. And I'm like,
yeah, it so makes so me funny. So mad. This isn't awkward.
Yeah. So, but it's interesting to see the arc that she's going through, Arizona. Like, she's going through this sucks. I'm at the hospital.
She's on a journey.
She's on a journey for sure.
And she is not walking that road alone. She is bringing everyone on that journey with her.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like this movie is like a cult following movie, Empire Records.
That's
it's
the name
very
of the movie.
Yeah, it's really
never heard of it.
It's a good time, but he was in it, and it was in like the 80s, no, 95. And it's a very 90s movie, and I recommend it. It's a great movie, but it's weird. You have to go into it knowing that it's weird. But
okay.
young David Moore actor is in it, and he's very funny.
Okay. I'll have to check it out. Speaking of the 90s, I learned today, because the Switch comes out soon, that a lot of games from the late 90s, early 2000s on like Nintendo 64 are available on Switch, and you can play some of those old games just like on the Switch. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that you can get the Sega games, like the Lion King and Aladdin games.
Did you mean Super Nintendo?
No, I had them on Sega because I was poor. I never had a Nintendo growing up because I was poor.
I didn't have either of those. I skipped right to Nintendo 64.
Yeah. Let's have a
Did you have
contest.
A Nintendo 64?
No, I never had a Nintendo anything.
Okay.
My dad had a Sega. And I had some games that I was allowed to play on the Sega.
Did you have a Game Boy?
No.
Okay.
We don't need to have a contest of who was poor. We were both poor.
I know. I
this
just,
game is
for
more
summary...
fun when I play it with Michael, and I'm like, "See, you weren't poor."
comfortable, Kelsey. Comfortable.
We weren't rich. We were comfortable.
Oh goodness. Yeah, man. And I never mind. We're not going to go down this road. we're poor. We weren't third world country poor, but we were pretty poor.
We were uncomfortable.
We were uncomfy.
Okay.
Goodness. I still don't eat bologna to this day.
Or
ramen noodles. Arizona. Sweeter than bologna and ramen put together.
So, yeah. Where do you think that this is going with her, like, mental healing?
She needs therapy.
So true.
And I think they're leading us to believe it's going to either be another Stark versus, what's this guy's name? Bennett?
Yeah.
Barnett?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one.
Barnett. It's going to be another, like, Stark situation where she has to, like, fight this guy to leave. Or she's just not, I mean, I don't know. I don't see a world where she doesn't come back unless the end of her healing journey is her and Callie and Sophia moving away because they need a fresh start where they don't live in a place where
her leg was cut off.
Her leg was cut off. Mark was killed. Yeah. Lexi died. There was a shooting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, yeah. I think that they probably could use a fresh start, and that's maybe how they get down that road, but I don't think they're at a point where Alex can become the attending, which would be the natural progression of things. So maybe she comes back just to fight this Barnett guy until Alex is ready. But that's like, I think the overall like long-term storyline. I'm sick and tired of her being just ruthless to Callie.
Yeah. At least she was nice to Alex this episode. I mean, she wasn't nice, but she wasn't like telling ruthless. Him that he's a garbage human being.
And he deserved to die on that plane, you know?
Yeah. So that was a little improvement.
I'm surprised when he sees her. So he's looking for more. He finds Arizona. He doesn't really make it weird, but he is checking out the wound and the incision. He's like, oh, wow. Like, this looks really great.
Good. Yeah.
So, which led me to believe, and I didn't look this up because I didn't want it to be spoiled, is the person who plays, hold on, I can remember this. Arizona is played, she Capshaw, Rebecca Capshaw?
Jessica Capshaw,
dang. I had to think back to my joke, and I reverse engineered Capshaw. Her name for my joke. It led me to believe that maybe she's like, got one limb.
She doesn't.
Okay, she's got both? Okay, so mm-hmm. It's just really good.
Yeah.
Design props. Okay. But I was like, oh, wow, really inclusive. They're getting, but then because we never see her well, I guess maybe we do. Are they in underwear together? Or is she always in pants? I don't know. Anyways, it doesn't matter. That was a rabbit hole that, like, I created in my head. Like, oh, wow, like, she has one leg in real life, and they're showing it on camera. Was where my head was going. But I'm surprised that Alex in that moment didn't say like, hey, my work looks good.
Yeah.
Do you approve of me cutting off your leg?
Aren't you so glad I did this? No, she's not, Alex.
Yeah, she's not. She's not happy.
She's pretty pissed about it.
So, is that the scene where she also is like, hey, did you single-handedly destroy my apartment yet? And Alex is like, no, I'm saving it.
Yeah.
You dunce.
Burnett sucks.
I want to know what he's doing.
Yeah, they don't really say. They just keep, Alex just keeps bitching about him, but like, you know, they're not showing us why. Alex bitches about a lot of people. Okay, so she says, you haven't completely destroyed my apartment. He says, I'm the one keeping it together. We need you back. And Arizona says, I'm trying. And Alex says, Callie's trying too.
Yeah. That's nice. I'm glad they did that.
Also, really liked when Moore was like, you have people who like want to help you. You should let them help you. And she's like you. And he's like, no, I actually don't give a shit. I'm just doing my job. And he's like, I have other stuff to do. And she's like, then go do it. And he's like, okay, bye.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to follow through. Sometimes you got to follow through to make the point.
Yeah, I like the he's not being a jerk, and he's also not giving her tough love, but he's like, okay, you want space? I'm not going to beg you to do my job. Like, I'm getting paid no matter what. So, bye.
Yeah, he's like, I'm trying very hard to like provide you a new leg, and you're trying very hard to not let me do that.
Yeah. I want to see Arizona succeed. I want her to be happy. I want her and Callie to be happy. I like that she's like tried to walk a couple of times. Oh, that was, I think, the scene that when he walked in, she was just trying to walk with the prosthetic for the first time. So,
yeah. When Alex also walked in, she was standing with it and she fell, and Alex like catches her.
It's worth noting that in the middle of all of this, there's a scene where Callie is like confiding in Owen and they're at Joe's, but we haven't seen Joe in forever.
Yeah, correct. He just kind of fell off the face of the earth.
Yeah. Is Joe not in the show anymore?
Well, I can't say because it's still going.
Oh, okay.
Anyone can come back at any time.
True. So, yeah, they have this moment where Callie's basically like, I'm just so depressed. That's where we find out that she's living in Mark's house, which is also sad. And she's like, ah, there are days where I think about going and asking Derek about the trailer. And Hunt's like, well, I'm going to get there first.
He's like, wait a second. That sounds like a pretty good idea. Yeah, I think I'll borrow that.
I love that idea. But yeah. And then she says that's the worst tie, which, by the way, Hunt gets a tie from Weber, like opening scene.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, he doesn't need a tie. He's fine. It's not that deep. Just let him live.
Before we talk about Weber, is there anything else with Arizona, Callie, Hunt, Arizona, Alex, Callie, anyone with that
storyline?
First,
story I'm going to read the voiceover before I forget.
Oh, yes. The typical 19-minute and 35-second voiceover.
Yeah. The clothes a surgeon wears helps to present an image. The lab coats and badges and scrubs all work together to indicate a person of authority. Someone you can trust. When the clothes come off, that's a different story. We're sensitive, vulnerable, human, and just as prone to questionable judgment as anyone else. It might be hard for a surgeon to admit, but there's no shame in simply being human. It can be a relief to stop hiding, to accept who you really are, and let the world see you that way too. A little self-awareness never hurt anybody, because when you know who you are, it's easier to know what you're about and ultimately what you really need. Good call out on self-awareness, because that is something that I talk about a lot with these characters not having, and we definitely see it with both Derek and Owen in this episode. So that's nice.
Yeah. It's, the voiceovers, I feel like the last couple of weeks have been very on point. Mm-hmm. So big fan of that.
Yeah. I don't know if there's really anything else for Callie in Arizona. I wish, like, obviously Arizona is moving forward, but like, wouldn't it be neat if she was like, hey, I'm really sorry that I've been taking out all of my anger on you. Also, like, yeah. I love when Callie's like, I've broken two promises. If you include when I said, I promise we won't cut your leg off, which she does.
Yeah, it's. I'm annoyed in, I'm happy about the Arizona Cali arc that's happening, but I'm also annoyed because I want Arizona to just say sorry for being a dick.
Yeah, like, I'm like, you don't have to be sorry for being upset. Like, I, like, your feelings are valid, but like, the way you're handling them is shit.
Yeah. Because she's basically just saying, hey, Callie, why don't you watch this baking show with me? This is me saying I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah.
So, that's just, like, a pet peeve of mine. But I don't think she's, like, fully at a place where she is, like, ready to just be over it. But I think that I don't even know if she wants to be, but she's making some amount of effort to be there.
Yeah.
To be like, okay, you don't have to just go sleep in your dead best friend's apartment alone while I sit here angry at you.
Yeah. Okay. And also, like, so Sophia was in Mark's apartment then.
No, I think Sophia... Well, because she's like, she comes out of their room and, or like, she's in their apartment. And she's like, oh, Sophia's down for the night. I'm going to go to Mark's.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
I kind of took it as like they're probably keeping Sophia there to give her like some amount of normalcy, because like at some point they're not going to have Mark's anymore because he's dead. Why would they keep that apartment?
Yeah.
So,
man,
I think it was more just like, OK, well, she's asleep, so I'll go over here just to not be near you since you're livid at me for saving your life.
Yeah.
The audacity.
I still remember watching that episode going, I really don't want to see Arizona's leg. So I'm glad they didn't show that.
Yeah.
Also, thank you still to this day for not showing a flashback of just scavenger animals fighting over Lexi's body.
Thank you for telling us about it, though. No thank you for writing that in unnecessarily. Yeah. I don't care if it's what would have happened. We didn't need it.
Yeah, that's fair. So speaking of the tie, Weber shows up to work just looking
dapper like as hell.
And I thought, oh damn, he's gonna coup. He's gonna do a coup, and he's gonna take the chiefdom back from Owen. And then when Catherine shows up, I was like, to smush
booties.
Yeah. It was, man, that storyline is very, and Catherine is just so, she's funny. Writing her character and her relationship to Jackson, and then involving Jackson and April, and then Jackson and Weber, like this storyline is so, it's so funny. It's so good.
Here's what I will say about it, because I do agree it's really funny, and I love like the intertangling of the four of them. But like, I would have loved it if Catherine had shown up and April was talking to her and she was like, I can tell that you fucked somebody.
Yes.
Like, yes, I would have loved that.
When she keeps saying that she was still uptight.
Yeah. When she was like, you still need to like get laid. And I was like, damn, wouldn't it be great if she was like, oh, okay, girl. You fucked somebody. Who was it? Tell me the deets. Spill the tea.
And then she figures it out in the surgery with Weber. And he's standing right there.
Yeah, that
would have
been.
And also, how is Bailey still just in the peripheries of all of these uncomfortable conversations?
Poor Miranda. She's just trying so hard to do surgery, and everyone is just so a problem.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you completely, though. That would have been a very... Because I was actually waiting for that shoe to drop the whole episode. Yeah. Like, because she's so perceptive.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess it makes sense to have April not in the surgery, because I do think if she was in the surgery, they would have all together, it would have been harder to keep it a secret. So I'm like, okay, it makes sense that she wouldn't be, like, she would be like, I gotta get out of this shit. But let's talk about the man with the giant balls, because everyone was really ready to hear your reaction to this.
I like this storyline. I like the storyline on its own. I like the resolution that Brian gets. I like how uncomfortable April makes Alex feel.
Oh yeah, that part's funny.
I love the vessel that it is as a storyline to give us the Catherine Weber, Jackson April kind of like four person storyline. But also, when Brian's with the girl, what's her name? Paula. It's like, how long would you have let this go? If one thing happened to my balls, I'm calling a doctor.
Yeah, he says, he's like, oh, I've seen other doctors and been prescribed stuff, but nothing works. And I'm like, okay, but like, how long are you letting it not work?
Right. And also, are you not following up with your doctor? Are you not? I don't know. There's just...
These are good questions. I don't have balls. I can't speak on that.
I just... I think there's a threshold where guys know their bodies, right? Like, if there was a drastic change and all of a sudden I woke up one day with balls the size of, like, baseballs, I wouldn't be like, oh damn, look at me, fuck yeah, big old balls. Like, I'd be like, I'm calling into work because something is seriously wrong with my genitals.
That's,
and I need medical assistance.
I'm like, how gradual was this process? Like, there's no way he woke up and that's what his balls looked like. Also,
right,
what is he wearing? Like, there's no way he's wearing pants.
Gym shorts
there's
from the
80s. There's no way he's wearing anything. Like,
nope,
he's got to be having, like, just, like, you would just have to wear, like, a skirt. I don't know. What are you wearing?
He probably was able to get into, like, size 3X or 4X sweatpants with, like, a loose band or something.
Maybe. But then it's like, how does that stay on?
I also don't know how like, are the balls tender? Are they painful? Like, because then imagine walking.
Yeah, well, it looked like he was uncomfortable when he was moving.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah,
like, just trying to get into the bed looked like he was experiencing discomfort.
Yeah, let's pause and we'll have our sponsors are going to be some sort of like male enhancement drug, I'm sure. Just looking for bigger balls? Look no further than Ultra Balls. Which is a fun Pokemon pun, but anyways, we'll be right back.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms. At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms. At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms. At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
And we're back.
What if it was for, like, Manscaped? Like, is that the name of the razor?
Oh, yeah. Ready funny. To trim your ball hair. When your balls get so big.
These people need, if that's what you think marketing is, these people need new marketing executives. Ready to trim your ball hair? Then no one's saying that. Ay, ay, ay.
You know when your ball hair gets so big that you can... You basically, you get
your
you
ball
sell
hair
it as,
gets so big.
You can sell it as sheep's wool if you okay. wanted.
You should have gone into marketing. You're so good at it.
Listen, okay. There are at least a billion people who heard this and they go, I do need a Manscaped, don't I? This is actually not a review, but I have the Manscaped. This is not sponsored. This is not a review. One man's opinion. It's just okay.
Well,
it's like, yeah,
I think one of the biggest draws about it is the newer ones is they're waterproof, so you can use it in the shower.
I the one that I have is waterproof.
Yeah. Okay. That, to me, I'm like that sounds appealing.
Yeah. I still just use the razor, regular razor, whenever I gotta clean up my massive volleyball size testicles. But yeah. So anyways, back to my point, if it's. Even if it is gradual, it's not like all of a sudden you're like, oh, man, look at how big they are. I didn't even notice. Like, there's a certain point where you go, I'm concerned. Yeah. And that would be very early on in this process for me, honestly.
And they keep talking about how he's like using this to not go to his high school reunion, which, like, guess what? You don't need an excuse. You can just not go.
Yeah.
Turns
also,
out.
You've been out of high school for 20
700 years. Did you just say 20?
15.
Yes.
Sorry. That was my bad. In my head, the math that I did was 15, but the number that came out was 20. That was not a you problem. That was a me problem. Have you ever had a reunion?
Yeah, we have them. Like, I think they've had them 5, 10, 15.
I don't know that my school has had them.
I only went to the 15th one, and I only went because we lived here, and I was like, 15's like a big deal. And I am still actively in touch with like my best friend from high school. And then there's other people that like I'm on fine terms with. I just like don't. Like, I wouldn't say we're still in touch. We're just fine. So it was like cool to go and just like hang out. Here's what's stupid. You have to pay to go to a reunion because it's like
what?
At a place. It's like at a restaurant that's like providing food and drink.
So it's not to, like, just at the high school.
No, and it should be specifically at my high school because my high school is very, very nice and we have a lot of space. And there's no need to have it offsite somewhere where I have to pay money. And I didn't know. And I was like, I'm not going. And then the girl was like, no, you should still come. And I was like, fine, I'll give you some amount less. And she was like, OK, that's fine. And I was like, cool.
Yeah, I feel like I would go to my high school reunion. This is actually the 15th year. This is 2025 is the 15th year anniversary. But I don't know that they've ever had it.
They
like, how would
have.
I even know?
You're just not getting you must not like be on their alum list or something.
Because they didn't
or like
think I
they don't have your updated address.
I don't know.
Or like your parents or like your dad is getting all of this and just not telling you.
But I stay on Facebook with a ton of people from high school and I don't see anyone post. And a couple of my best friends who are still fairly local, we all graduated the same year. And I'm sure they would be like, hey, are you going to the reunion?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't even know that our school has had one. I really don't know.
Maybe they don't, but I feel like it's pretty common that they would.
If there was a year I would go, it'd be this one. It'd be the 15 year one. That feels like it would be a. Cool
yeah, I
thing
like
to do.
5 and 10. I was like, eh. Well, A, I didn't live here, and B, I was like, eh, I don't like not enough time has passed for this to be impressive.
There's also not enough people that I think I would want to keep in touch with, or I wouldn't like even show up and be like, oh, it's so good to see you. I just don't. And I know enough of those people and what they do professionally because of like LinkedIn or like I said, Facebook, that I'm like, I just don't want to talk to you. I didn't like you then. I'm not going to like you now.
There's also so many people in your graduating class. Like, it's absurd.
Yeah, huge graduating class. Yeah.
How many people was it?
I don't know. Multiple hundreds, maybe 1,000.
Yeah, I think you had previously told me it was like 1,100.
I think that it was 1,100. 1,100 sounds right.
Mine was 99.
Yeah.
A nice, nice number. We went up to Michael's brother-in-law, last weekend because his twins graduated high school and there were like 500 and something people in the class.
Mm.
I didn't go to the graduation because it started at 7 p.m. and there were 500 people and I have children.
Oh my gosh.
So Michael
was
and
it wrapping
Scarlett
up
went.
At 1 a.m.
So they actually, like, once they started calling out those names, they were like cranking them out. So they were done in under 3 hours. Somehow.
That's crazy.
But yeah, I was like, that's too many people.
Yeah, I don't have any interest in it. I don't want to be a part of it. But I'm actually messaging my friends now. To ask
do
them.
We have reunions?
If it's happened, I don't want to miss it. I just want the option to go. My FOMO would be off the charts.
I was about to say, you want the invite.
So
you're gonna go tell people that you're great. Because that is one of your favorite activities. I know. But that's one of your favorite activities is telling people that.
Yeah. Well, I would just go with a Grey. I would get a Grey's Academy shirt and just wear it there. Be like, oh, yeah, this old thing.
Well, but it's a lot of people to potentially spoil it for you.
Oh, that's fair. It's a good point.
So risky.
I can't go in public anymore until we're done with the show.
I do get concerned.
I'm concerned too, especially if my dreams start spoiling it for me.
I know.
Okay, let's get back on track. This was a fun conversation, but let's talk about the Greys. So, big balls.
Okay, so Brian doesn't want to go to his high school reunion because he is like, this girl that he had a crush on like didn't like him back in high school, which is, I'm sorry, you're not special. Well, I mean, he is because his balls are huge, but like, the girl not having a crush back on him is not what makes him special, because that happens to every teenage boy ever. And also, your balls are giant. Like, that's the bigger situation right now. Quite literally, that's the bigger situation.
I've never had a girl not reciprocate a crush.
Oh, that's not true.
How would you know?
Because you're a man.
I don't even understand the implication of the comment you just made.
And that's why I know that girls had don't know. Anyways.
No, I had plenty of girls not reciprocate.
I'm not saying that
my crushes.
People need to be mean about it. It's fine to not like someone. Like, just because someone likes you doesn't mean you have to like them back. But, like, no one needs to be mean. Like, the person not getting liked back doesn't need to be mean. The person who doesn't like them doesn't need to be mean. Like, it's just, we can all just say no thank you and move on. Now, if they don't move on when you say no thank you, then you can be mean.
Yes.
I encourage it.
In that scene, when they were talking about the high school reunion and him being scared of a girl, and the Paula girl was there, I was like, are you his sister? I'm confused at the relationship.
Yeah, they wait a really long time, and then he's like, I actually love her, which, like, obviously, that's going to be where it goes. I felt that to be very predictable, even though I've seen it. I felt it to be predictable.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad. I wish we would have got some dialogue. I wish she would have been like, it's you. It's always been you, there, Paula. Yeah. My gigantic balls have always been for you, Paula. You can't spell Paula without spelling gigantic balls.
You pleased with yourself?
I need to go to sleep.
Same, dude. Okay. Okay, so
more like
then,
Bala, yeah, am I right?
They're like, Amy's gonna, you know, you're so ready for that. They do the surgery, everything's fine. They invite Jackson in the surgery. He didn't know his mom was coming. He does the surgery with them and Bailey. And then they're like, Amy Miller is so lucky that she's gonna get to date you. And he's like, I'm not in love with Amy Miller, I'm in love with Bala. And they're like, then fucking tell her. And then we get a delightful scene between Richard and Jackson.
Which, before we do that, let's go back to the beginning. So the tension mounts very early on with Weber and Catherine. And there's that scene where they're in the waiting room and they're holding hands and they're like, don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious. And then Bailey just barges in and they're like, whoa, stop holding my hand. Who are you even? She wants in on it. And then Weber's like, no, like I'm taking April under my wing. And Bailey's mad. But when she gets into the surgery, Bailey just has the funniest things that she's saying.
She's so hype about these giant balls.
I know. It is so hilarious. What does she say? Something about getting the nut, like April's late to the nut. What was it? What did she say?
Hold on.
I can't find that quote. Did I not write this quote? Where did I put it?
Of all the organs in the body, it had to be this one.
Yeah. Jackson and Weber touching balls at the same time. Oh, when she says, April approached me to give her surgery away. Nuts to her. Get it. Nuts to her. And when Catherine goes, I'm a urologist, Dr. Bailey. Of course I get it. And then when she says, just because I spend all day in the bowel doesn't mean I don't laugh or fart.
Laugh at a fart.
Oh, laugh at a fart. Is that what she says?
Yeah.
Yeah, farts are funny.
You do love a toot joke.
Do love a toot. Also, I don't know what is going on with the lighting on your camera, but your face is just like, it's like an angel. Oh, oh, there we go. Okay. It's totally different now. Now you're normal. It was like just your face. It was, I just saw your eyes and then just like angel white. You're normal now.
I was nope. an angel for a moment.
Are you looking at different things on the screen? Maybe it's the lighting coming
off
the
screen.
Oh
yeah. I'm pulling up the transcript and it is very, very bright.
That's very bright. I'm going to take a picture so you can see what you look like right now.
Thanks. Okay. So after they do the surgery and like they go to tell Paula that he loves her. Jackson goes up to Catherine and Richard and his mom is like, I need to talk to Weber man to man. And she's like, no, you don't. Excuse me. And Richard's like, no, it's okay. And so she leaves and Jackson says, here's the deal. I understand how two people can be drawn together, even though they know it's wrong and something that shouldn't have happened. Sex is a powerful force. And Richard is like, all right. And Jackson says, if you hurt my mom, I hurt you. And Richard says, I wouldn't hurt your mom. I like her. And Jackson goes, and I don't like that you like her.
Yeah. And he's like, I don't give a shit what you think.
Man to man, you're going to have to deal with it.
Yeah.
And Jackson goes, I'm watching you. And Richard says, I hope you like the view. And then
that's when it pans to Bailey. And she's just right there.
She's constantly like right in the back. But he's like, I know you're thinking like I married. And she's like, no, I think it took some balls to do that.
She is on a roll. So let's talk about this for a second. So Weber is still married to Adele, who is riddled with Alzheimer's somewhere else in the world. We haven't seen her since he basically like handed her over to this guy who she loves.
Yeah.
And we haven't seen her since. And yeah. Catherine and Weber are bringing out the best in each other. It's very cute. Big fan.
Mm-hmm. They're having a good time.
Still have no idea what happened to Jackson's dad. Mm-hmm. So my guess is he burned out from surgery and then committed suicide. I'm thinking dead dad.
Okay. It's giving dead dad.
It's giving dead dad.
Okay, well, I'm not going to tell you, so.
Well, I don't want you to. I'm just making a prediction.
Okay, that's fine.
Am I not allowed to make predictions anymore?
Why would you ever make a prediction on this show?
Jess is upstairs watching Twilight right now, and I kind of want to watch it. Because she's random and weird. She's just, like, painting pots and watching Bella.
Incredible. Okay, so, yes, I like them together. They're cute. But Adele, he is married. But because of the situation, I personally don't feel that this is wrong. That is my opinion.
Yeah, because it's not like they're getting married. If Catherine and Weber were getting married, then it would be an ordeal because then they would need to get Adele lucid enough to just break her heart and say your husband's divorcing you.
Okay, so yes, this is a cute. They're cute together.
Also, like the scene where Where is it?
I don't like that you like her. I don't give a fuck.
Jackson sees his name.
Sounds.
It's exactly what it is. Jackson sees his name on the board, and Weber's like, oh no, like your mom is here, and it's a surprise. And also, she wanted me to find you to get a consult and do a skin flap. It's so crazy, right? Totally folding under pressure. And then
and he's like, yeah, that's so cool that she cares. Thinks I can do a good job.
Yeah. And Catherine is trying to hook up April with some dude. And she's like, oh, listen, April, all I could tell you is I'm having the best sex I've had in years. And it's opened me up like a flower blossoming in the sun. And then she and Jackson decide like, oh, we should go have sex. And then while they're having sex, April is like, yeah, your mom's here and she's having the best sex in the world with Weber. And Jackson's like, she's no, that's who the best sex in the world is with. I can't do this. And it immediately kills their boners. And they just next to each other.
Yeah, that was not the pillow talk that I feel April thought it might be.
It wouldn't bug me. I think I would be able to be in it headspace wise.
Good for you. Anyways, they're April and Jackson. Let's talk about that. They keep saying this is the last time, and they keep continuing to have sex. So April is saying mean things that hurt Jackson's feelings and then not even following through on them. And then Jackson is also like, okay, let's keep having sex. Even though April keeps hurting his feelings by being like, let's pretend these never happened.
Yeah.
So do you think this is full will they, won't they? Or do you think they're just doing it now?
I think they're just in the they are.
They are.
Will they, won't they? They are. They're boning. Yeah, I'm in it right now. I'm invested. I'm invested in these two. I want to see what happens.
Do you like them together?
I like them together. I like Jackson and April together. I like Axon. J-April.
J-April, I believe, is the term.
J-April?
Mm-hmm.
That's what people call them?
The shippers.
I like J-April. All of you J-Aprilers.
I hate it.
I'm a J-Apriler, too. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make sense because I feel like Jackson did a pretty good job of establishing, like, I understand what you said. I get it. Like, you want the next person you are boning to be who you marry, and I'm not trying to marry you. So, like,
yeah,
I'm good. And then they immediately have sex, and then they just don't stop having sex. Yeah. So it's a confusing storyline. I like them together, but it is a confusing storyline.
Yeah. It also seems unclear. Like, they have, it doesn't seem like they've had a relationship conversation. It seems like they're just having sex and then going, okay, no more sex, and then having sex again.
Yeah.
So, really good communication going on for sure.
Literally, not even at all. Not even a little bit. Is there anything we've missed in this show so far? I think there's a couple of like small things that I wanted to call out, but
like we got it.
Have we gotten all the storylines? I think we've got all the storylines. There's a scene. Oh, what were you going to say?
Who says, oh, it's when he's talking to Bailey and he's like, oh, you can't do, like, I'm taking April under my wing. You understand. And she goes, that is a giant scrotum. I do not understand.
Yeah.
Very funny to me.
There's also the scene in the beginning where Alex is like hitting the computer and Callie says, that'll work. And he says, I can't reset my password, but I can't log in to change something because I need a password to log in to change it. And I'm like, I've that's corporate America. Password hell is true in corporate America. And that sucks. So when Meredith refers to Dr. Mr. Feeney as the ancient guy, funny. And there was a call out that I want. So obviously I know we glossed over it, but Owen is now living in Derek's trailer. And then, yes. Yeah, Derek's teaching seems to be going okay, even though he's miserable teaching apparently. Oh, that scene where they're on the phone and it's like right as Meredith and Christina are talking about the orgasm and Christina has the epiphany about Dr. Mr. Feeney. Derek comes in and he's like, I hate teaching. And Meredith goes, no, you love teaching. And he goes, I used to stand behind you and whisper things. Or she said, I used to like when you stood behind me and whisper things in my ears. And he goes, I can't do that with all the kids.
I'm like, Meredith, come on now.
Yeah. So just some good dialogue scenes. But I think those are all the storylines that we needed to cover, I think.
Yeah, I think we got it all. And now we can make some predictions and go to bed. Because you have to
and
be
rate
awake
it.
In 5 minutes. Let's rate it first.
I'm going to give it a 3.99.
I'm going to give it a 3.5.
Nice.
It's a good episode. Didn't keep me awake, but I don't think it's the episode's fault. I honestly was so tired, I would have fallen asleep during the shooting episode. That's how fucking tired I was.
Oh, boy, that is tired.
So, yeah, it's a good episode. It's fine. It's a good episode of Grey's. There's stuff that I like. There's not really anything that I, like, actively don't like. It's just, like, if I was starting as, like, a 3 baseline, I'm like, it's, you know, it's got some funny stuff in it. And, yeah, it's a good episode. Got some good one-liners in it. I do not understand.
Yeah. Oh, it just reminded me that scene where Alex is looking at it, and or the interns are there, and Meredith says, "This is not like a sideshow for you all to look at."
Oh,
so
yeah.
Please
step right up.
Please don't. Yeah. And she goes, "Gentlemen, step right up." And that's when Alex is like, or April says, "Oh, look, Alex is here to make jokes to me, blah blah blah, about I have my hand on man parts." And Alex says, "This isn't funny. Who even knows what happens to his penis and all that mess?" Is what April says in response. So it is funny. There's, like, I think good humor here. We get more Bailey humor, which I always love.
There's some funny stuff in this episode, for sure.
That raises it for me. But it's also, there's not dramatic. I think because it's not like the balls don't explode. That's not like that would make it really dramatic if the balls like just exploded on everyone. That would be wild. So yeah, at 3.99, it made me laugh, and I'll think about the guy with the big balls forever. So I think this is a memorable episode for me. Mm-hmm. So lightning round predictions. So
Cali and Arizona
are going to do couples counseling together, and Arizona will come back in the next 10 episodes, and she will fight this Barnett guy head on. And the long-term prediction is that she hands off the department in a good spot to Alex, and they move away together to get away from the drama of the hospital. Derek
Jackson
and Meredith.
And April.
Oh, Jackson and April. Okay, Jackson and April. They're going to get married. They're in love, and they're going to be beautiful, and in a weird turn of events, Jackson is going to be April's man of honor. And
wait, who's
Alex.
Getting married?
Alex is going to be April's man of honor. I'm so sorry. Jackson and April are going to get married, and Alex is April's man of honor.
I see.
Yeah. I'm sure there's a lot of people at home going, what? So my bad, everyone. Weber and Catherine are going to get married, and they are going to have to divorce. Adele's going to die. They don't have to divorce her. Adele's going to die. And then Weber will become Jackson's dad. This is going to be before the season finale of season 9. So before the last episode or at the last episode.
Okay.
Derek and Meredith, they're good. Zola's good. Derek will get back into surgery before the end of this season. I don't know what I predicted last time, but whatever I predicted on that, Alicia, Angel Queen, fact check me if I predicted it or not.
What about April? Do you still think Christina stays? I know you.
Yeah, I still think Christina is going to stay in Mayo for the fellowship or Dr. Mr. Feeney getting fired. Whatever happens first, and then she'll come back to Seattle Grace, Mercy, Death, and not be with Owen. They're not going to be together. They're going to get divorced. If they haven't already.
We kind of touched on this, but we have, how do we feel about Christina sleeping with Minnesota Dr. Gross? And what does Carmen think about her tendency to sleep with her authority figures? This one just feels different because it doesn't feel like a relationship.
Yeah, I don't like the Parker sex storyline because it doesn't make sense to what Christina is in. And also Christina, while she's using sex as like just a thing, like a bartering thing, it's not even benefiting her. She's not even having the full Monty of the orgasms. So,
and then what do we think about Meredith's decision to lie to Derek about the tumor?
I think that it was a one-time thing. I don't think she'll ever do it again. I think she had to learn through that. And I'm glad, again, of all people, that Owen is the one who gave Derek that, like, kind of gentle, gentle, tough love.
How do you think the new fellows / attendings are doing in their new positions? Who is doing the best and who is doing the worst?
Alex is doing the worst, but only because we don't see a lot of what's happening. So that's, I think, more on ignorance. Meredith, we seem to see that she's doing the best.
Yeah. Meredith is doing well. Jackson's doing really well, I feel.
Yes.
Christine is doing well, for but life. She's not in the same hospital, so I don't know if that counts.
Yeah, and also she's having sex with Parker, so that takes her down a couple notches.
Yeah. Okay, I think that's it. Did we get all the predictions in? I think we got all the predictions.
I think so.
Okay, well, thank you guys so much for listening. We're both going to go to bed because we are sleepy and have to be up very soon to tend to our families and do work.
Yes.
But we appreciate all of you so much, and please continue to share us and tell all your friends and family to listen to us. And we love you, and you're beautiful, and I hope you have the best Thursday ever, or whatever day you listen to this. And if you see Carmen walking down the street, just remember.
Just remember, we appreciate you all. Take a selfie. I'll sign an autograph for you. It's totally fine. But we really do appreciate you all. And we'll see you all in the next one. No spoilies, next one. We'll see you. Don't do it. Spoilies. Don't do the spoilies thing. No one spoil it. We'll see you in the next one.